it. Christine, here we go. Fifth and final hour of the South Shore's Morning News coming to you from Broadcast House here in beautiful Marshfield. And this is time now for Love Bites. We do it every week at this time. Love Bites with our lifestyle coach, Francesca Luca. Love Bites, taking a bite out of love, one question at a time. Sponsored by our good friends at Meineke. Stop by Meineke's Hanover or Quincy location today for fast, reliable car care. Go with the name you know. Go with Meineke. And here she is, Francesca.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Francesca. How are you?
I'm just fine. What's with all these dogs running around loose? Yesterday, I was driving down Onset Ave in Onset, and there were two dogs running across the street. Stop traffic.
Well, I know. I get a little nervous, so I just want to put that advisory out there. Yeah, because, you know, it belongs to someone, so hopefully that dog will be safe. But, yeah, I guess, I don't know, spring fever? I don't know what else to say.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
But yeah. Anyway, I thought, oh, boy. Okay, anyway, so what's the question today?
All right. And by the way, we will let you know at the end of the segment on how to send in your own question. Please remember to reach out. We'll let her know. And if you want to comment, by the way, as well on the segment, if you have some thoughts, I'll give you the number because you can text in at any time to the show by sending your text message to 781-837-4900. 781-837-4900. All right. So this is the question sent in from Julie, right? Okay. Here we go. Here's the Julie question. All right, let's see. I fell heavy last year for my boyfriend. He seemed too ideal to be true. Good looking, thoughtful, dependable, generous. No scrutiny for waiter errors when picking up the bill. Okay, that's nice.
Yeah, sounds good so far.
He was totally different from my two brothers, macho. Okay, risk-taking, swaggering, driving wildly to get a rise out of me, basically flouting safety with a beer or two.
Julie, are you an author?
Now I find my boyfriend too predictable. Oh. Something in me longs for a little excitement to break the monotony of never stepping out of line. It's when he's behind the wheel that it drives me crazy. He lets everyone else take their turn at stop signs. Oh, my.
That sounds very nice.
I want him to shake me up a little. How can I change this? Thank you, Julie. Women wanting men thoughtful and caring, but exciting and risky. Okay. All right. Well, what do you make of this, Francesca?
Well, Julie, it sounds like you've got a classic case of the grass is always greener on the other side. I don't know, but I'd be careful what lawn you're watering. No, seriously. It sounds like you're antsy because your life might be missing a challenge. Because it's not your boyfriend's job to entertain you. It's your job to entertain you. And, you know, you were talking about your brothers, and it sounds like, you know, it might have been a little chaotic. Maybe you associate chaos with excitement, maybe a little danger. I don't know. Personally, I love it when people let me. You must not live in Boston, because if you do, you'd be really grateful that someone lets you through when you're driving, right?
So, oh, I know.
Yeah, I love that. Anyway, so, but now you have a man who's healthy, and it sounds like you're bored. You know what my best advice to you is? Get accustomed to feeling relaxed. Right?
I mean, get
comfortable with it. It's not so uncommon. Okay, obviously, to confuse safety with feeling a little stagnated, a little bored. I mean, yeah, we all like a little excitement, but this guy, the way you were describing him, sounds pretty fabulous to me.
Well, I mean, all these categories, right?
Yeah.
Thoughtful, dependable, generous.
Yeah. And besides, you said didn't you fall for his reliability? That's always the way, isn't it? You fall for, like, the super nice guy. He's, you know, he's got everything going for him. But, you know, he's not super exciting. But, you know, this is hardly a relationship that... Well, you didn't say that you want to get rid of him. You just want to fire him up a little bit. But then you're asking him to change his personality.
Yeah, it does. It does say that. Yeah.
Right. And then if you want him to change, then you're stripping away the person that that you fell for. I mean, so I don't know. I don't think you can really have it both ways. I mean, certainly you can add excitement to the relationship, and you always have to be working on your relationship. But, you know, when you're with a calm, generous, and follows the rule kind of guy, you're seeing it, it sounds like, as a lack of passion. But, and by the way, his driving isn't his problem, it's yours. So that's what I have to say about that. I'd love to know what you have to say, Rob.
Oh, I would Christine's going to be weighing in. We'll open the door.
Oh, yes, definitely. Open the door for Christine,
just a moment, because Christine is chomping at the bit. Oh, but yeah. I just want to say, I don't know. We just say, I don't even know what that means. But anyway, we are going to have Christine come in. But I would just say to appreciate what you have, as, again, it sounds like a very wonderful gentleman. And you may regret moving on and having someone, then you'll wish you had this person back.
Exactly. And Julie, by the way, you're not alone in this. I mean, this is common. It's like, oh, he's kind of dull. But, you know, a woman who wants that super excitement all the time, like that chaos, I don't know how old you are, but, you know, it gets old. That chaos gets old, and it's, you know, as we get a little older, we want to be a little bit more relaxed. But anyway, Christine, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I had a couple of thoughts.
Okay,
exactly.
Good.
My first one was, thank you. Oh, look at that. Rob held the door for me. Always a gentleman.
He's always a gentleman. Yeah. Are we talking about Rob here, Julie? Because Rob is like the perfect gentleman. He's the perfect guy.
He is
the perfect guy.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
When I heard the comment about the stop sign, I thought he's got to be from out of state, number one.
Well, that's what I said.
Maybe that's a giveaway.
Now, is she talking about, you know, when she's talking about a guy, is she talking about the driving thing with the excitement, or she's talking about, is she drawn to bad boys? Because there's two things.
Yeah.
And that's something that men do complain about. They act nice to women, and certain women do like the bad boys.
Oh, that's true.
Let me mention something. There's no future in bad boys.
No.
No, that's maybe in junior high. It's kind of fun. But after that, forget it. I mean, look what happened to Sandra Bullock. She married what was his name? Jesse James? No relation. That didn't turn out so well. Bad boys are bad boys. If the fact that she's complaining about the driving is the only thing, I think she should just think about something else.
Well, I don't know. You'd have to reread that last sentence.
Yeah.
But it sounds like that was just kind of, I know, that's kind of a, truly, that's kind of weird. Like that you're worrying about him letting people through. You know, I personally always let people through. Always. And I love, and you know something? What you put out, you get back. So, you know, and people always let me through. But that's Boston. So, you know, again, I don't know where you are. But, you know, you've got to take ownership of your own joy, you know, and or you know, find someone who, you know, would actually or I don't know. I'm stumbling with this one because you've got a really great guy and cut him loose if you don't appreciate the safety that he provides. And
That's right. And if she wants excitement in the car, spray him with a water pistol and watch what happens.
Oh, my. Wow.
Is that what she's asking for? Or is that just an analogy for other things?
I don't know. She wants
to just shake him up a little bit.
I think she just wants to.
No, I don't know.
Throw him in
I think she wants to just shake him up. I will tell you, though, boring men can be boring. That is true. But, you know, I think you have to kind of weigh out, you know. And, I mean, if you're a little older and you had a couple of the bad boys, then you're like, oh, thank God. You know, I've got a normal one here. And, again, I mean, you really have to find your own if you're looking for, like, super excitement, I don't know, go paragliding or something, you know, or take a trip with your girlfriends and I don't know, but you know.
Go on that Southwest flight, maybe, right, Christine? That seems
Have a cocktail, then pick a fight.
Yeah.
You know, in line.
If you want more excitement in life,
out.
You can certainly find
it. That's travel excitement.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, I've got an audience challenge. We know that Julie isn't alone in this, right? So we've been conditioned to believe that all of us, I think, in a way, we've been conditioned to believe that if our heart isn't racing or breaking, the relationship might be missing the spark. So I would love to hear from you guys. listeners and hear what you have to say.
All right, you can text in at 781-837-4900, 781-837-4900. We'll read some of these if we get one in right now, or we'll read them in at the end of the show. 781-837-4900. We got one, Chris, a female in Rockland. Chris, not a man, but a woman. Chris, let's see. I have one of those super nice, respectful guys. I've had the bad boys, and they don't last. I will never give up my nice guy. Julia, appreciate what you have. Appreciate what you have. I do. She's talking to Julie, the person that sent in the message.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
there
yeah.
you go.
Thank
That's Chris
you.
In Rockland.
There you go.
Appreciate
Thank you, Chris.
What you have.
Appreciate what you have. Absolutely.
All right.
No one's saying to have a dull life, but appreciate what you have. Thanks, Chris. I love that.
781-837-4900. Francesca, if people want to ask a Love Bites question, how do they do that?
They can go to my website, talkwithfrancesca.com, and go to the navigation bar and just click Contact Me.
You're going to be back with more?
I am going to be back with pet peeves in a short period of time. Our Wednesday's Wine.
Wednesday's Wine coming up after 9:30 with Francesca.
And we're going to be talking about the modern dating jungle.
Oh, okay. Stay around for that. 95.9 WATD.